Now, how successful are Gardaí at meeting their own crime detection targets? Well, this programme has obtained an internal unpublished report written by An Garda Síochána assessing their own performance. It shows that while some progress has been made in things like getting people to report sexual crime and domestic abuse, it also shows a large number of failings and missed targets when it comes to detecting crime. We've had some of the contents of the report voiced up, starting with what is described in the report as activities which are incomplete or unsatisfactory in the area of confronting crime.
Detection rates across almost all crime types are behind for the second quarter of 2018. There is slippage in the detection rates for assaults, burglaries and robberies. Targeting a decrease in incidents of assault by year-end is unlikely to be met. Hate crime, the definition and awareness raising have not materialised. Also, procedures for recording hate crime have not been developed. Identifying victims of human trafficking is off target. There is no progress on the establishment of an anti-corruption and bribery unit and targeting money laundering.
The report also raises issues around national and international security. It says enhancing the capacity of the Garda Cyber Crime Bureau has not materialised. This is due in the main because of a lack of accommodation and resources, it says. I've been speaking to Colin Larkin, who's the Chief Security Officer at Thorsnet, about the implications of neglecting the Garda Cyber Crime Bureau.
Cybercrime has overtaken traditional crime a couple of years ago. It affects everyone. If someone is hit by cybercrime, it affects your ability to get a bank account. Someone could clean your bank account out. You know, it's part of who we are today. You need effective policing in cybercrime.
And what do you say about the seriousness at which the Gardaí are taking cybercrime?
I think the guards probably are taking cybercrime seriously, but I do think that they have a challenge resourcing. They need to speed it up. I know they've talked about expanding the force quite a lot and looking at civilians, but it needs to be taken more seriously. There's a lot faster. It has to happen faster.
The report also raises issues with roads policing. It states that the number of multi-agency checkpoints to be conducted have fallen below target, and there have been delays in putting in place an action plan to address the Crowe-Horworth report, which examined issues around the falsification of breath testing by Gardaí. Susan Gray from the road safety group PARC says this is a concern.
When the Crowe-Horworth report came out over a year ago in October 2017, and they were commissioned by the policing authority, we read it in detail and we found it to be an excellent report with many recommendations. And we're totally shocked just in that over a year later, and the Gardaí still have no action plan to address the Crowe-Horworth recommendations. The policing authority didn't commission the Crowe-Horworth for nothing. They commissioned them after the 2 million fake breath tests, and they spent months doing this report. Why are we still waiting a year later on them to do an action plan? It just it beggars belief, and it will surely have an impact on road safety.
And in the area of community engagement, the evaluation notes that an action plan to recruit applicants from minority groups has not materialised, and there's an absence of a comprehensive Garda Reserve strategy. Officials from the Department of Justice commented on the report before it was sent to the minister. One official added the following comment.
There is a developing issue here in relation to An Garda Síochána overestimating their capacity to deliver and underestimating the resources required to deliver on the commitments being made in the policing plan.
We asked the Department of Justice to comment on the issues raised in the report. A spokesperson told us that the Garda Commissioner has operational responsibility for the force, and it's within his remit to address any shortfall in performance. We asked Garda Headquarters for a response. We got the following statement.
Approximately 50% of initiatives contained in the current plan are rated off target, as the milestones set have not been met. For project-based targets, progress has been made in almost all cases. Some of that progress has been significant, and while targets will not be met in 2018, many are likely to be met in 2019. An Garda Síochána is currently progressing a transformational change programme, and this is stretching the organisation's enabling functions such as HR, ICT and training. Every effort is being made to progress initiatives to a successful conclusion within these constraints. Where projects are off target, reasons why are examined and corrective actions taken.
Well, for more on this, I'm joined by the Fianna Fáil Justice spokesman, Jim O'Callaghan. Jim, you're welcome to the programme. Thanks for coming in to talk to us. This report, it's an assessment by the Gardaí of their own performance, and it shows that around half the targets they set for themselves, they're not being met.
Yeah, it is a very informative document, and it gives us an assessment of how the Gardaí view their own progress. And in fairness, there are some areas where there has been progress, but it's clear that in a very significant number of areas, the Gardaí are not satisfied with the progress that has been made, and they're simply not meeting their targets or commitments that have been met in the policing plan. Like, I think it's important to assess that this is a review of their performance of the policing plan, which is set out for the year 2018. That sets out their priorities and commitments. Like, it may be the case that they're being overly ambitious or they're overestimating their capacity to deliver, but it is a matter of serious concern that significant issues within the policing plan had not been met as of the end of June of this year. And from what you've just said there from the Garda Síochána, it looks like they won't be met this year, some of them.
One of the issues raised in that report is the failure to enhance the capacity of the Garda Cyber Crime Bureau due to a lack of accommodation and resources. How concerning is this? Because you heard Colin Larkin there saying that, you know, cybercrime relates to the money in people's bank accounts and puts that money and their savings at risk if it's not dealt with properly. And it's a growing area.
It is a growing area, and it's a matter of serious concern. I can just make the comment as well that there's a Budapest Convention against cybercrime that hasn't been ratified by the government. And in fairness to the Gardaí, that's not a matter that they can control. But it's apparent from this document that there's a problem due to lack of accommodation and resources. Look, I know the Gardaí will be getting 1.76 billion next year, but it is clear that there are parts of the reform project that need resourcing, and that's a responsibility that falls on government, not just on the Gardaí.
Another area that needs improvement is the area of recruiting minorities. The report says Gardaí not doing enough to recruit members of the force from minority groups. What impact could this have?
Well, I think the Gardaí will become a stronger force and the process of reform will increase if they can be truly representative of Irish society. They're very representative, but in order to be truly representative, they need to attract people from minorities, the new Irish who've come into the country, and as well as that, people from local authority estates who sometimes generally did not join on Garda Síochána. So there needs to be a rollout of an active recruitment process amongst people who traditionally didn't join on Garda Síochána.
There's also an issue around managing the Garda Reserve.
Yeah, and one of the problems we've had, and this is a political problem in fairness to the Gardaí, there's no government minister who seems to have taken charge of trying to promote the Garda Reserve. It seems to be very much in the shadow of an Garda Síochána. And we note that in this report that there was a target to recruit 500 Garda Reserves, and that actually hasn't happened. There have been people who've been withdrawing from it, and also the vetting process is very low or very cumbersome. And I think what that indicates is that it also is an area of resources, and it's an area that the minister needs to focus on.
Yeah, there's a comment in the report from an official at the Department of Justice. When this report was done, it was seen by officials first. They added comments and then sent it on to the minister. And one of those comments says that Gardaí are either overestimating their capacity to deliver or underestimating the resources required to deliver on their commitments. Now, constantly we hear that resources are not an issue, but this would seem to suggest otherwise.
Well, it certainly puts it out there as one of the reasons for why the Gardaí are not meeting their targets. Now, maybe they're putting forward very ambitious policing plans, but when you look at the policing plan for 2018, it's not that ambitious, and there are clearly set targets that could be achieved. But if it is the case that the Gardaí are underestimating the resources required to deliver on the commitments, well then, notwithstanding the significant resources provided to them, that's a political issue as well, and the objective has to be to ensure that an Garda Síochána is reformed. That will only happen through the constant vigilance, not only of the policing authority, but of political figures such as the Minister for Justice.
Now, the Minister for Justice received this report. It was noted by him, But would you like to see him taking some direct action as a result of it?
Well, I want to emphasise that I believe there is reform taking place in an Garda Síochána, and the Gardaí are changing. And it's obviously a very difficult process for that to happen, and it's going to be a slow process. But we have to ensure that it doesn't happen at some glacial pace. I think we need to recognise that the policing authority have a responsibility in respect to this, but also politics, the government have a responsibility. The Minister for Justice is the person politically accountable for An Garda Síochána, and it's his political responsibility and objective to ensure that there is this absolute reform. So like we've a lot of examples of government ministers noting reports. Like, we need more than noting. We need the active encouragement and participation of political figures such as the Minister to ensure that this reform is taking place.
All right, Jim O'Callaghan, Fianna Fáil's Justice Spokesman, thanks for coming into us.